Pānui Newsletter Update, 17th of December 2025. Adapted in 2025 by Accessible Format Service, Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland. There is a logo at the top of the page for the Crown response to the Abuse and Care Inquiry. Mā whakarongo me ako huri te tai. Listening, learning, changing. Pānui Newsletter Update. This Pānui newsletter is from the Crown Response Office. We coordinate, monitor and report on the government's response to the Royal Commission. This is a summary of news over the last couple of months from November 2025 to December 2025. Round 2 of a Survivor Support and Recognition Fund. A second round of the Survivor Support and Recognition Fund is now available to non-government organisations and community groups to deliver support and services to survivors of abuse and neglect in care and local authorities to care for unmarked graves. This fund will be contestable with priority given to those who didn't receive funding from the first round. $2 million is available to non-government organisations and community groups to deliver support and services to survivors of abuse and care with a $50,000 cap per organisation. $700,000 is allocated to local authorities to care for unmarked graves. The fund is administered by Community Operations Hapai Hapori in partnership with the Crown Response Office. Applications close midnight 27th of February 2026. To apply, visit the Community Matters website. The short address to type into a website to apply is https://tinyurl.com/4rpep2rk. Updates on the government's response to the Royal Commission's recommendations. The government's response to the Royal Commission's recommendations cover the following three areas. 1. Addressing the wrongs of the past. 2. Making the care system safe. And 3. Empowering those in care, their whānau and communities. In this newsletter, we provide an update about addressing the wrongs of the past. Redress Implementation Update. A redress website has been developed to provide information in relation to addressing the wrongs of the past through improvements to redress for survivors of abuse and state care. Updates are made to the website as and when decisions are made and improvements are implemented. The latest update is the publication of the first quarterly report describing progress for the period the 1st of July to the 30th of September 2025. You can find it on the Redress New Zealand website. Click on the link www.redress.govt.nz. Two new board members have joined the Survivor Experience Board. Frana Chase and Rachel Turner have joined current board members Eugene Ryder, KSM, co-chair, Moyapulu Francis Tangaloa, KSO, co-chair, Anne Bell, Cara Mackey, and Gary Williams, KSO, MNZM. Biographies of two new board members. Frana Chase has 30 years' experience in child protection and whānau, hapu iwi, and community development and transformation. She has previously served as the National Director of Youth Justice and Care at Oranga Tamariki, responsible for the transformation. She was the Chief Executive of Te Oranga Nui and Manager at Kōkiri Trust in Health, Social Services and the National Implementation of Whānau Order. Frana has also held governance board roles within government and within her own hapu and iwi. Rachel Turner is currently Ropu Kaitiaki with Whaikaha to support the Māori Deaf Ropu Kaitiaki members to coordinate with NZSL Board and Whaikaha, and is also an advisor for the Deaf Cultural Content with Arts Access Aotearoa. She has been a New Zealand Sign Language NZSL tutor across a range of educational institutions and services in Waikato, Bay of Plenty and Auckland. Contact details. 1. General Inquiries email, click on the link, contact@abuseinquiryresponse.govt.nz. And 2. Postal, Crown Response Office, Te Kawa Matahō Public Service Commission, P.O. Box 329, Wellington 6140. End of Pānui Newsletter Update.